I used methods to change the way I felt that brought destruction, you know, to the people around me. I wasn't able to take very good care of my kids. I spent a lot of time out working. I got involved with other men a few times to solve my problems. And towards the end of this marriage, I was having some physical problems, and I ended up going down to Stanford Medical Center for some blood tests, and I thought I was going to die. And that did something to me emotionally that said, I don't have any more time to fool around. I'm going to go do what I want to do. And I got out of the marriage and started living in the bars when I wasn't working. And that's when I really started to drink hard. I was scared, but I was going around and grabbing for all of these things that I thought I didn't have. I know today that all of that was, you know, a problem with inside me. It wasn't what you people were doing to me. It was what was going on inside of me. But I didn't know that then. That's another reason why I say thank you for what I know today. Alcoholics Anonymous has taught me just about everything I know today. Anyway, I met Mr. Wright in the bar. He drank Smirnoff just like me. And he drank more than I did. And so we made a good partnership. And we moved in together. We were living down in the Bay Area. And a couple of months later, we were having some troubles. And we both had all our bar friends, and that was where the troubles lay. So we decided that the solution to that was to move to the country. And here I am. We moved to Auburn, and it's amazing how many speakers I've heard talk about either coming to California on a drunk. Now, I was born in California, so I don't have to say that. Or came to Auburn to get well. And that was what I did. And needless to say, it didn't take very long to find out that that didn't fix anything. We were up here and started the drinking again, and he started drinking without me, and that made me upset. And I was a pretty good little Al-Anon, you know, following him around to the bars, checking up on him, screaming at him when he came home. We got into things like there was one time that he was going to leave. He was mad at me about something, and I told him no, he wasn't going to leave, and we were both drunk. And I took his keys, and he got mad. So he went stomping around the house, and he got out his pistol, and he was going to shoot my piano. He thought that that would hurt me. And he called the sheriff and told him he was being kept prisoner. So he had packed a bunch of stuff in the back of his truck, and so the sheriff came out to find out what all the commotion was about. And by that time, I was sitting in the back of his truck on the top of all this stuff. Because if he was going to leave, I was going to go too. And so they explained to him, oh, we had gotten married by this time. That was going to fix it too. And we had bought a house up in Weimar. And so the sheriff explained to him about community property. And he got madder. In fact, he got so mad that I got off the truck.